Another semester. Another 5 months of talking to nobody, hiding in the band room for lunch, and never raising my hand in class. I am in a prison of my body's own making. Worse, I am out of Pop-Tarts. Just then, Mom sticks her head into my room, her brown curls a ball of positive energy and argan oil.
Azar, I made kale chips for your lunch today.
She pronounces it Azar, the traditional Iranian way of saying it. Did I mention I'm in hell? As if spending Xmas talking to no one but my family wasn't humbling enough, I now have to be reintroduced to the public, where people can tell I have no friends, much less a life.
Azar, I made some tahini dipping sauce too.
I am going to die alone. The kitchen reeks of the yerba mate Mom always preps for her drive to DC. It tastes like oregano gone bad. Mom says it is an indigenous plant grown in the north of Argentina, where her dad, my abuelo, is from. I think she secretly just likes it because it requires being sipped from a traditional gourd.
Good morning, Azar,
she says formally. I give her a look like, do I have to? And she nods gravely. I clear my throat. Good morning, mother. The words come out scratchy and warbly, like I tried to step on each note with a roller skate and they just slid out from under me. They're the first words I've spoken today, and Mom does not look impressed.
Did you stay up late again? Your voice sounds worse than yesterday.
She says this accusingly, as if I have committed homicide, or worse, stayed up past my bedtime, which is 9 p.m., which, of course, I blew right past, throwing a towel under my door so she couldn't see the light from my laptop as I uploaded more stuff to SoundCloud.
Mom,
I begin to lie, my voice even, just the way Miss DeVolio, my speech pathologist, taught me.
I went to bed at 9 p.m. after we watched Up in the Air.
Because we have no lives, I almost add, but don't. She shakes her head, gold hoops swinging.
Maybe we need to start quiet time earlier, like 8 p.m., just to be safe.
I sigh. Sure. Add it to my tab of misery.
You're right,
Mom says, even though I didn't say anything. We've got our nonverbal cues down to a science at this point.
One thing at a time. Get dressed and shower. I'll give you a ride to school.
I wordlessly trudge back to my lair.
And don't forget to gargle,
she calls out. The second I close my door, I grab my acoustic guitar, the one Dad got me a couple years ago when my throat infections started ramping up. Instruments are about the only thing Mom lets Dad buy for me, besides making deposits to my college fund. She's too proud to ask for anything else. I've also got an electric drum kit with pads that connect to my computer, a keyboard, a ukulele, plus I can borrow instruments from school during lunch break. The guitar needs to be tuned, but I strum the chords anyway, singing lyrics in my head.
Azar, gargle with salt water, and wear something that has color. I'll give you a ride to school if you become a better daughter. Don't burn the toast. You had one job, to not burn the toast. And now I'm late for work. Azar, are you getting dressed?
Mom demands through my thin bedroom wall. I can hear her blasting reggaeton through her tinny phone speakers in the kitchen, singing along to every word. I switch to a minor chord, the song going from light and fun to dark and dreary.